Hello, friends. Welcome. Today's guest, Caleb Collier with Church and State Media. We're going to be talking about some headlines and the media itself, the Marxist media, leftist media, however you want to describe it, and some of the headlines. Americans have little to no trust in establishment media. Did you know the NPR CEO once called Donald Trump a deranged racist sociopath? NPR. ABC, CBS, and NBC gave Trump's pardons 15 times more air time than Biden's, and distrust in the leftist media is at record highs, and government must not fund NPR and PBS. That's next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey, friends, welcome. This is going to be a fun show because this is one of the topics that really got me writing and blogging in the first place. Before my first book ever came out and before I had my first talk show or podcast, I was really upset at the media, the bias in the media, even at the local level. And we're going to talk about that with our good friend Caleb Collier. His website is Church and State Media, churchandstate.media. And he's got a podcast, great website. He has some phenomenal guests, by the way. And Caleb, I just want to bring you in right now. Thanks for your time today, brother. Good to see you.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you. We just had you on our show, so I chalk that up to another phenomenal guest. It was a great show that people can check out on the website.
Yeah, we'll check that up. Bring up that. I think we've got an image of, there we go. I put that up too. That was fun. It was fun conversation. So, Caleb, before we get into the topic and just talk about the media and just how out of hand the media has gotten, and unfortunately, there's still, I mean, even though there's record highs in distrust, there are still some people that will still go to the main networks and think they're getting the truth. So we're going to talk about that, but tell us about your ministry and your podcast and where people can watch and listen.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. We started this back in 2017. I'd been a politician prior to that. I didn't last very long, primarily because I wouldn't compromise and really called out the bureaucracy. Sort of a, if I may, and maybe being a little too generous with myself, but maybe your local Ron Paul, or at least I like to think so. So yeah, it didn't last very long, and but very quickly was brought into talk radio. And so I've been doing that ever since. You can find everything at churchandstate.media. We're on X. We're on, you know, Facebook. We got banned off of YouTube, so you can't find us there. Wouldn't shut up about the vaccine. But then, especially as of late, we've been brought onto the NRB TV network, so you can actually watch us there. And they broadcast into millions of homes in the United States.
Praise God. Love NRB. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. I badge of honor, brother, on YouTube. I have not been banned. I don't want to say yet because I'm trying to, you know. Anyway, when you talk about the shot, but I've had programs pulled down, deleted with no explanation. Just you violated our community standards, and I know why. So yeah, YouTube, but my stuff's still up there. So whatever we can use to get the word out. But I love Rand Paul. I subscribe to his Substack. We're going to talk about one from Alex Newman today. I love Chris Rufo. So many great people. And that's what I want to talk about also and get your take right up front. The new media, which is kind of, I'm not saying it's saving America, but the new media, the new platforms, whether that be some forms of social media, but podcasting, things like that, where conservatives, Christians, people with the biblical worldview, and just want the facts and then to decide on their own, not be told what to think or have the bias in your face. Like, I think that's a good thing. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I completely agree. I cut my teeth on Art Bell, you remember, Coast to Coast. I mean, it was an amazing show. And then from there, went to InfoWars and started listening to Alex Jones. But that's kind of out of the norm. The vast majority of people for the longest period of time were going to ABC, NBC. You know, they had their favorites. The conservatives were on the Fox News side of things. But the vast majority of people have woken up, and certainly Alex Newman's article points this out very, very well. You know, we got tired of being lied to, and we kept catching them in their lies. And so it's just like a relationship with a spouse or something. If they continue to lie to you, eventually you're going to distrust them. And COVID certainly woke us up to a lot of things. The mistreatment of Donald Trump, like you mentioned, woke people up to a lot of things. And now people are looking for alternative news sources, and we're booming. And you're going to get to hear information that nobody else is discussing on so many of these great platforms.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. And that's why I have people like you on. I have some great guests on this podcast. I'm not the expert, but I interview a lot of great people that are knowledgeable in different areas. You know, I consider myself maybe a jack of all trades, meaning I know a little bit about a lot of things, but not the expertise that I get that you won't hear from the media. And you'll very rarely hear the biblical worldview or anything supporting the biblical worldview. So let's go to this article that Alex Newman just put out. Of course, he's the CEO of Liberty Sentinel and legacy media in free fall amid mass firings. I say good. Americans have little to no trust in establishment media. Podcasts and independent journalists are the new mainstream, he writes, and the trends are accelerating. One thing he mentioned about the mainstream media, the most accurately describing them as Trump started to do, I think, when he was first elected president, as fake media, fake news, which I agree. And they seem to have lost public trust at warp speed. And I'm wondering, Caleb, if you can think of a couple reasons for that. I mean, other than Donald Trump being elected and pointing out you're not reporting fairly and calling them fake news. Why do you think? I mean, we're talking about independent voters, not just Republicans and not just Christians, and even some fair-minded Democrats, but independent voters and people that just want the news without the bias and the attacking of Trump. What are your thoughts?
I think probably the greatest catalyst was COVID-19, which I brought up just in my past statement there. But certainly there's been a number of situations in, you know, just recent American history where we've had the wool pulled over our eyes and people started asking questions and some people disappeared. But for the vast majority of they were just discredited, called conspiracy theorists. I know for me, 9/11 was my wake up call. I was serving in the United States Marine Corps during that time. And I immediately started asking questions. How do two planes hit two buildings and three buildings fall down? You know, I mean, those are the kind of questions that I had. But certainly COVID-19, I think, is probably the greatest catalyst. As we were told by all these experts, they were touted out, you know, and hey, it was in a food market, a wet, you know, food market with a bat. And then it was, you know, stay home. And if you get the vaccine, you won't get sick. And then all of that just kept being proved to be lies and lies and lies. And everybody started waking up to the tyranny. And something that I started saying during that whole plandemic is what I refer to it as, is great oppression breeds great opportunity. And I truly believe that's what we saw there, as more and more people started waking up to things and watching as their small businesses were closing down and families were suffering, that people said, you know, I'm done with this. Enough. I want some freedom. And it's certainly, I'm not going to hear what's actually going on in the mainstream news. I'm going to look elsewhere. And with the advancements of technology, it's easy to find shows like yours, like mine.
Mm-hmm. Great oppression leads to great opportunity. I like that. And plus, I think also on the, I guess, what we learned from its side, as far as biblical Christians, we saw how the church kind of caved. How the church responded and kind of waved the white flag. Okay, we won't hold services, but maybe that's for another podcast, Caleb. I do want to mention, you mentioned, you know, the propaganda was off the charts. And whenever you've got Hollywood teaming up with the Democrat Party and government to promote something, i.e. solutions to a virus, on television and everywhere else, social media, more people should raise the alarm on that. But Biden spent $1 billion to promote COVID propaganda. $1 billion. So should the government ban this advertising, like on television? I mean, think RFK Jr. is looking into that. Which is a good thing. Your thoughts on him and just that idea that how much the Democrats spent and the left spent, maybe the deep state, the globalists spent on propaganda during COVID.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere you look. And, you know, the United States, you know, just recently made it to where it was legal for us, for the government to actually propagandize its own citizens that have been illegal for a very long time. And so now we're currently seeing that everywhere we turn. And you can't escape it. I mean, we're all on social media. We're all watching, you know, these different reels and whatnot. And they're paying these actors who, you know, you think might have a great point. But it's all scripted.
Yep.
And so, yeah, the Biden, Fauci, all these individuals are constantly pushing it. I mean, you remember it, David. It was constant. It was pandemic of the unvaccinated. And you turn over here and it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And yet those of us who didn't get the vaccine, like, we don't regret that. We don't regret that at all. And in fact, as more and more people started looking around and waking up, they're like, you know, maybe getting an experimental mRNA and not even really a vaccine, maybe that's not the best thing to do for us. And so I think they actually went a bridge too far, and we're benefiting as alternative media from it. And I did want to also, David, I hate to just hog the mic here,
no,
but I wanted to compliment you specifically and one of the things that you're doing, and that is that Christian news, because there is a lot, there's a lot of sources out there that are conservative, but not necessarily pushing that Christian worldview. And I think that's really important. And I think it's actually an area that we need to be a little bit cautious in. Mm. If we start worshiping the creation, i.e. liberty, if we start worshiping conservatism and even Donald Trump for that matter, then we're not really doing what we're supposed to be do as believers. And so there is an area that actually I think is going to see unprecedented growth, and that is in conservative Christian media.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that already, and it's great. So hopefully we'll see more. But at the same time, too many people have been duped for too long. And so we've got kind of a lot of catching up to do in a way. So, yeah, I'm thankful for the new media. So let's go back to this article. What I was encouraged by, Caleb, is that Alex Newman said, even at the local level, because this is where people need to be involved. We can't get involved in our federal government, right? But we can vote in elections. But at the local level, at school board meetings, things like that, he says big shifts are happening too. And I'd just love for you to respond to that, in addition to the fact that only 31% of Americans have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the mass media. 31%. I think that's the lowest it's ever been. Maybe, but that's pretty bad. But the local level, go ahead, Caleb.
Yeah, as General Flynn has pointed out numerous times, you know, politics is local, and that's truly where we're going to be most effective, right? Is that if we can run as city council members or for mayor or whatever, or if you can get into a relationship, you know, to where you can actually call your city councilman and invite him out for coffee and share your concerns, that's where you can be effective. Obviously, it's very difficult to get a hold of your congressman or your senator, and good luck getting a hold of the president. So at that local level is where you're going to be most effective. The same principle applies for media, ladies and gentlemen. We should encourage local media where you can report on the stories that truly matter to you and to your community. And not just even that, like even if we have individuals that gain a lot of success, maybe the Glenn Becks or the Sean Hannitys of the world, if they're at that local level and you see them out in the grocery store, you can go approach them. And so I would love to see the local media actually continue to rise, and especially, you know, these local medias that are really only getting their stories from the Associated Press, where you can actually hear the news behind the news and news that actually matters to you.
So before we take a brief pause with Caleb Collier, and by the way, again, the website is churchandstate.media. Bring up that graph again, and I just want to explain people what they're looking at. This is from 1972 to 2024. The highest line, the green line there, that is people with a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the media. And so you see the constant decline, and that's down to 31 now. And the middle line, that means those that have, that don't have very much trust. And then the bottom line, the light blue, the dotted line, says that's the people that have none at all, no trust at all in the media. So one more interesting fact, that 26% of 18 to 29-year-olds, that kind of surprised me. 18 to 29 year olds, that generation has the lowest amount of trust, or a great deal or fair amount of trust in the media. Brief thought on that before we have to take a break, Caleb.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to fall into the trap of blaming the next generation. You know, we don't want to be the guy, get off my lawn kind of mentality there. There's a lot of hope, actually, for the younger generations, because they've really cut their teeth on this. You know, they're the generation that didn't go to the television for their news. They're the ones that have been on social media basically their whole lives. And so they're finding this, and they're kind of leading the charge with the independent media, all these different voices on all these different apps. And so, yeah, I'm actually hopeful for that generation and what they can do for our society.
So we have to take a brief pause. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Friends, thank you so much for sharing the podcast and our platforms. We can get us anywhere, everywhere, Apple, Spotify for audio, also Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, and our Freedom Project Media app. So praise God, we're getting out there. And the new YouTube channel we started in January, it's Worldview Matters, David Fiorazzo. So far, so good. So let's go back. We're going to go back and forth here within a couple articles. And I want to go to one that Chris Rufo put out on Substack before the hearings on NPR and their CEO, Catherine Mayer, or Marr. 10 questions. But that's where some of these quotes are in black and white, because you heard them ask her about these things. And she said that Donald Trump is, or at that time, now she's the CEO of NPR, right? So they're getting our tax dollars. They're getting our funding. She called Trump a deranged, racist sociopath. In prior years, when she was the CEO of Wikipedia, they were censoring people and putting out their talking points, so to speak. And it says that she abandoned a free and open internet as the mission of Wikipedia. And also, she mentioned a white male westernized construct. I would love for her to explain what the heck that means. But also, there are dozens of left-wing reporters who work at NPR. And Chris Rufo said, can you name one single conservative reporter that works in your newsroom? And we go on and on. You get the idea, friends. And this is not just a major media outlet. This is someone that's got funding, public funding, tax dollars from Americans, which they're looking into now. I hope it gets defunded. Caleb, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's time for NPR and PBS to go the way of the dodo, honestly. But I think what we really have to be careful of is the deception, the magician, right? Pay attention to the left hand, that the actual magic is happening in the right hand, or not magic, the trick. But we're seeing people like Mark Zuckerberg, who is saying things like, hey, we're getting rid of the fact checkers. It's going to be more of an open platform where people are able to discuss. Certainly X has become kind of really almost the media. It's kind of more of an open source where everything is getting discussed. But with that being said, there is that tale of caution there. Obviously, we can't trust people like Mark Zuckerberg. And certainly some of the media is starting to die off, and PBS and NPR are kind of leading the way on that one. But what it's replaced with, we got to be real careful there, because we could quickly find ourselves in a position where, hey, now we can trust the media and they're still steering us the wrong direction. Almost like what Fox News came in and did, to where the conservatives were all rallying around that. Like, this is great. But it wasn't necessarily that Fox News was, you know, was more conservatives. It was. But what weren't they actually reporting on? What weren't they telling you? And that was what was more important.
Good point. Good points, actually. So back to the end, to wrap up the Alex Newman article. In late January, just a couple months ago, the CNN CEO, Mark Thompson, announced that they were going to be laying off 200 employees. That's which I don't know why I shouldn't laugh, but because I know that they what their worldview is and their ideology and what they were promoting and censoring. That's good. The AP, Associated Press, which, friends, if you don't know that they're a leftist outlet. And by the way, and that's where local news, when you say local, your local channels, friends, in your cities get their talking points off and off the wire from the AP wire. They announced they had to lay off 8% of their staff, the Washington Post. You can go on down the list. But Alex Newman mentions a new outlet, a new player in the new media landscape called Your News, yournews.com. He says it's going to focus on local news, serving up stories to readers based on their zip codes. I find that interesting. And it's a model that allows news consumers to access information immediately from their own state, county, or city, written by local reporters. So that's according to Alex Newman in this article that he put out. This technology could be very helpful when it comes to local school board meetings, city council meetings, and local elections where you can get information. Caleb, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've actually been a part of Your News for a while. They've been publishing our shows, and so I'm all awesome. For it. Okay. I love when I see, you know, some entrepreneur who thinks of a different way to do things. And this is, in my opinion, I think this is going to grow massively. And later on in the article, kind of buried at the bottom, Alex Newman is actually a part of their board. And so I've known Alex for years. I think he's probably one of the most intelligent people I've ever met in my life. So seeing him on the board, the thing is only going to succeed.
Praise God. Yeah, we like to brag that we work in the studio here at Freedom Project Media, which is kind of a brother or sister of Freedom Project Academy. Alex Newman is, of course, part of Freedom Project Media and the Newman Report. And so he's a great guy. He's a colleague, a great friend. So yournews.com. The one thing I did mention in the tease at the very beginning, and this is from a couple months ago, but nonetheless, what ABC and CBS and NBC did, just take any topic, and it's all the same. I followed Newsbusters for years. So when it comes to presidents pardoning someone, they gave Trump's pardons 15 times more air, 46 minutes, and they gave Biden 3 minutes. In other words, they weren't as concerned with Biden's pardons, even though he said he wouldn't pardon anybody, and then especially his own family. He did anyway. So I think studies like this, where they actually give you the minutes, you look at this and go, it's so out of balance. Caleb, just your thoughts on this. It could be any topic, but these are the numbers that always pan out this way.
I mean, I think people need to wake up to the fact that the media has been controlled for a very, very long time. And you know, there's certainly your grandparents will be like, they used to just report the news. That's not the truth. I mean, Rockefeller himself actually talked about how they couldn't have achieved so many of their globalist plans without the help of the media. So, you know, these individuals that you thought you could trust from back in the day, no, they were all part of the agenda. And certainly anything that is going to be America first, that's not what they want. You know, they followed the Gramsci model and they infiltrated everything. They infiltrated our media, our education, our churches, every aspect. And so there is a Marxist agenda that is pushing towards globalism, and that's what they want. And so a person like Trump emerges who's talking about, let's make America great again. Of course, they're going to be opposed to that individual, and they're going to take every single opportunity that they can to push that this guy's evil, that this guy is not playing by the rules. He's pardoning all these people. You know, no other president has done that. Whatever it may look like, that's the narrative they're going to go with.
So we've got about 4 minutes left with you, Caleb. And on your website, I want to bring people back to your website, churchandstate.media. You know exactly where you stand when you just look at the first sentence there under Church and State. It says, the American founders cried, no king but Jesus. So let's talk about the biblical worldview and the importance of where we're at in this moment. A lot of people try to call it a reprieve with the Trump administration, but I always point out to the fact that one executive order or even 100 executive orders don't change things necessarily across the country, in every state, or at the local level, and it doesn't change the body of Christ. We've got major problems with the declining biblical worldview, and so there's so much work to be done. In fact, more work to be done now. It's just that maybe we won't be censored in the next couple of years. So your thoughts on where we're at as a church and our loyalty to Jesus and Jesus alone?
I got to tell you, David, that's a whole nother interview right there, because that has been my focus as of late, is to really push that We can't keep or lose sight of what's really important. And what's important is Jesus Christ. That is the essential thing as Christians. We can't look at saviors, whether it be Donald Trump or some other politician. We can't look at pastors to be our saviors either. It is all Jesus Christ. And the enemy is, he's rather brilliant. And so he's not surprised by some of these things. I mean, the whole scenario of crisis and solution. We're currently, in my opinion, at a very dangerous state where the churches have kind of been divided into three categories, or at least I put them in that. The woke church, the ostrich church, and the confessing church. And I borrow that from Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yes.
The confessing church is definitely where we want to be as Christians. But even within that, you're starting to see the emergence of individuals that I wouldn't feel comfortable following. People like Paula White. You have this new apostolic reformation. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. But it has really taken a hold of the American church. And it's a very man-centric ideology, but it's one that's very attractive to patriots, where they believe that they can take over all of these, what they call them, the seven mountains. But media is part of those mountains, politics, the church, these mountains. And they're all pushing for Christians to take control of this. This has actually given the rise to that claim of Christian theocracy or Christian nationalism. But it's a very man-centric idea that they believe they're going to be able to build God's kingdom here on earth. And then when Jesus comes back, we just hand him the keys to his kingdom. That is a lie straight out of the pit of hell. And unfortunately, it's gaining in popularity here.
Thank you for pointing that out. I'm with you 100%, brother. And last week or a week and a half ago, one of our top podcasts from this year was with Holly Pivick. And we talked about Discerning Paula White Cain, NAR, which is the New Apostolic Reformation, and the new White House Faith Office. So, friends, look that one up. Go to worldviewmatters.tv, and in the search bar, put Holly Pivick or maybe Paula White, and that might come up. But, yeah, we've got to be discerning. We've got to—I mean, Trump is surrounded by a lot of people, pastors, spiritual advisors, some of them biblical, many of them not. And so we've got to be praying for him, for his discernment, for there are a lot of good believers in his cabinet, just that more of them would be saved. Your final thoughts in the last 30 seconds here, Caleb.
Yeah, I guess I'd take the opportunity to once again promote churchandstate.media. I'd really love if your audience would go check us out. As you said, we've got a lot of really good guests on there. You can actually go to our featured guests drop down and you can see some of them. We've had Ron Paul. We've had Dinesh D'Souza. Eric Trump has been on the show. So a lot of really great ones that you can check out. Most of them you can just kind of click and hit and watch at your leisure. But please check us out, churchandstate.media.
Blessings, brother. We're going to have to do this again. I won't put you on the spot, though, and ask, but it's just, I really appreciate your voice and continued good success, brother. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, friends, God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.